sweet it is, 1,000 subscribers to be loved by you nerds. What is up? It's me, your buddy pal, Hey Archer. Welcome back to Nerd Affiliated. I was about to say episode 1,000. It is not episode 1,000. We are celebrating 1,000. I said we're celebrating 1,000 subscribers here on Nerd Affiliated. Cheers to all of you. Oh, the ice is to the top today, and we are drinking the good stuff today. There you go. Thank you so much, all of you. Did not expect to be here so soon. Did not expect to hit all the check mark, the check boxes, the check marks, all that stuff so soon. Mind was blown. I'll give my thoughts on what has happened over the last couple weeks, of course. But I didn't even get a guest for today. I was like, you know what? We're going old school. We are hanging out, you, myself, each other. We're going to shoot the shit. Maybe, you know what? Maybe I will throw the link in here. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll get a little crazy. But things aren't changing. It's still your show, not my show. It's your channel, not my channel. So, of course, if you've got a YouTube channel, a blog, an OnlyFans, a newsletter, smoke signals, whatever it may be. I'm forgetting the seventh one. Is it usually seventh one? I don't remember. Plug your shit. Support one another. Put it in the chat. We're going to play some either. We're going old school. We missed last week because of Thanksgiving, so I hope all of you had a good holiday. Of course, in a couple weeks, we'll be missing that. It's a Christmas. But in the meantime, we'll celebrate with our nerd fam here in the show. And of course, we'll play some either, going a little old school. But without further ado, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. Boo! Sorry. thank you all for coming by to the show. Mark in the house. Good to see you. The legacy of nerd. I've gone Hollywood. No, sir. I am not going to be in the Fast and Furious. I have not gone Hollywood. And I saw K-Wa comedy earlier. I saw Hobbies with Jose earlier. It's not on my button here to show it, but I see you on my phone. So thank you to all of you for the continued support, the shares, the likes, the comments, the motivating words, all that fun stuff. To you, Josh, as well. Thank you. So I hope, I was going to say Austin, I hope that all of you can pour yourself just a little bit of typically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer. Of course. Thank you. So before we, you know, proceed into the show, before I plug the channel, all that fun stuff, I do want to do my part. Let me see, make sure it shows up on here. In the last 2 weeks, it's been quite a roller coaster. It's one of those where I don't remember if we did a show when Kevin passed. I think Kevin passed after the episode. I can't quite remember. So we lost our Batman, the only Batman, Kevin Conroy. And then the following week, we lost JDF. So that being said, I do want to, you know, thank them for what they did to all of us for kids, or I should say what they did for all of us as kids, being an escape at times, being inspirations to all of us, in some cases being like parents to all of us, and role models, most importantly. So I want to thank the two of them for what they did for all of us. And as we continue, we will do it all for them, of course. And then we will leave from there. I did put up my little shrine up there. We got some Drake on. We got Tommy Oliver. I didn't realize I had some of those Funko Pops. I was going through the storage and I was like, oh, I forgot I had these. My White Ranger helmet is now up there. And off to the side here, we have our Batman animated figure. The McFarlane one that just came out this year. Great figure, great presentation there. And then next to him in the darkness, it's kind of hard to see, Senator Chadwick Boseman. Happy birthday to you, sir. Just craziness. The other thing, I've talked about it in a post. I'll get through this, and then we'll get all to the happy stuff. I posted about it, and I've talked to some of you offline about it. And this 1,000 subscriber moment, this milestone, was probably the weirdest, hardest thing for me to process, because in being like in my bubble and being in my own mind with Kevin and Jason passing, YouTube decided that the Austin St. John JDF video would be the video from this channel that they push. It was weird to see. It was weird to be on that roller coaster. And you know, for a while there, I debated pulling the video, because I was like, I don't want my channel to be known as just, oh, that's the guy that talks about the beef between Jason and Austin. Like, I didn't want that to be the thing. But a couple of you pointed out, you said that I didn't make that video in response to Jason passing. I was merely reporting on something important to us. And the other half of that some of you pointed out and that I noticed in the comment section of that video, there's some negative ones in there, of course, because people are going to be jerks. That's the internet. That's what happens. But in the comment section of that video, there were a lot of people sharing good stories of Jason, good memories, people just even saying, I wish I had the opportunity to see him. So I ended up seeing more positive in that comment section than negative, and more positive in that video existing than negative. So with that being said, you know, I decided to leave the video up, and then YouTube just keeps pushing that video. YouTube just keeps moving that thing. It's being suggested. I see it in the analytics, and we crossed that 1,000. So, as I said before, the channel, the movement, the nerd affiliated movement, will be forever in the honor of Jason and Kevin, and for what they did to us. I'm not going to take that back. They did do that to us. They made us better people. They made us want to always help others. They made us want to always be selfless and all that stuff. So, you know what? To Jason and Kevin, here's to you. We will always do the best by you and in your honor. So thank you, gents. And of course, to Mr. Chadwick up there as well. So now all the sappy stuff is out of the way. We'll say hi to everybody else. Yes, thank you for the congrats. Not Fast and Furious. You're right. You know, Legacy, you are right. I won't do Fast and Furious, but maybe I will do some Three Ninjas Mega Mountain sequel. I actually don't think I saw, was it like Attack on Mega Mountain or something? Is that what it was called? I can't remember. But in case any of you don't know, Three Ninjas, the third movie, Hulk Hogan's in it. Not one person I know saw it, said they actually liked it. Know your craft in your house, Patrick. Sorry, Craft Collects. By the way, subscribe to Craft Collects. That's Know Your Craft's second channel, more geared towards the toy unboxing, the toy purchasing, the toy hunting, all that fun stuff. So if you haven't had a chance, subscribe over there to Craft Collects. Sorry, I was reading a comment there. Subscribe to Craft Collects. Support Patrick. He's always here in the chat. And he also, I lost my chain of thought. It's coming back to me. He also corrected me in my trailer reaction today. I was today years old Let me know. Actually, let me backtrack. I'm tripping today. Hang on. I'm so in my feelings on the episode today. Let's pull up this here. So, and we're already almost 1,200 in, which is wild. Absolutely wild. I did a trailer reaction today for the Transformers Rise of the Beast, and Patrick pointed out, and he educated me. I did not know, right? And mind you, I watched all of Beast Wars as a kid. Beast Wars, if you watch this reaction, I say it there. Beast Wars was my Transformers. Before that, there was no Transformers to me. Outside of maybe I had a figure or two. I think I actually wanted the Optimus Prime truck because other kids wanted it, but not because I was a fan. But Beast Wars was my shit. And then I saw the animated movie from the 80s, and that movie's amazing. But those are my only two loves. Those are the only two parts of Transformers I love. I was today years old in the comment section when Patrick told me that Optimus Prime and Optimus Primal were not the same person.
Boo! Boo!
I'm let that ride.
Rubbish, filth, slime, muck. Boo! Boo! Boo!
I had no idea. So in the trailer, in the reaction, I'm confused. I'm like, how is Optimus Prime face-to-face with Optimus Prime? Because they're not the same person. And I feel like an idiot. But Patrick made sure to correct me. So thank you, Know Your Craft, a.k.a. Craft Collects, a.k.a. Patrick. Now, if any of you are watching on Twitch or Facebook, you probably just saw it, but make sure you subscribe over here on the YouTube channel, Nerd Affiliated. And all of you here, subscribe over there on Twitch, on Facebook if you want to join the group. We don't really do much there, but if you want to join the Facebook group, why not? Stop by, have a good time. I'm going to get Ether ready, and then I'm going to go back to the chat because I see a couple of you commenting there. What have you guys been watching? What have you been apparently listening to? It's funny, this question comes up on Ether as I ask that question. General Kenobi in the house just hit 550. Shout out to him, of course. You know, I'm going to send, where is it? I'm going to send one of you a link to jump in. Because I'm realizing I may not, you know, I guess in a sense I've gone Hollywood, but I may not be able to just throw the link out there to just jump in at any point without some sort of, screening. So I'll hold off on that for now. If you do want to jump on the show, DM me on Instagram the link. One of you, I just sent the link. I have a bone to pick with you. But that aside, I forget what I was saying. No, General Kenobi 550. Shout out to him. There you go. Know Your Craft just switched up accounts. By the way, everybody drop a like if you can as you're watching this video. The man himself, Aaron Waller, in the house too. Good to see you. Subscribe to Nerdgenic. Mark, always supporting. Good to see you. Thank you. Thank you. And the hacker. Well, welcome to the show. Bro, give me this mic, then take another one. Okay. Welcome. I have not seen you in the chat before. I hope you're not actually trying to hack me at this very moment, but welcome. Gang, gang. So Josh has watched Tulsa King. Is that the show with Stallone? Sylvester Stallone? Because I've been thinking about it. But you know what it is? I feel like I've had quite enough of the old guy, I'm retired, but I'm gonna do this one thing type of shindig. But you're saying it's pretty good. All right. So maybe I'll give it a watch. I actually still have to watch that superhero movie with him that was on Amazon. I can't remember the name at the moment, but I definitely got to check that one out. Let me know if any of you have actually seen that one. Yeah, Sly. Yeah. But it's funny that did my thing actually send? Hang on, let me see. I don't think it actually sent. Let me do that. There we go. Oh, I did send it. Huh. I think I just sent you a double. Maybe not. I don't think I did. All right. Now you got it. What was I going to say? This topic came up this week in the world of music. I don't really talk about music that much unless Chris is on the show. But people started trashing this person, and I was like, oh, is this a thing? Like, are people actually turning on this musician? No, it's not the one that you're probably thinking of. It's actually somebody else. So in the first round of either, maybe the only round, but in the first round of either today, I have to ask this question, and I'm so happy it came up. Would you rather chill with Eminem, chill with Jay-Z? Now, in case you don't know, in the game of either, you have red, you have blue, you choose which one best suits you. I should have said that at the top. I forgot. I apologize. But people said that Jay-Z is not relevant anymore. Boosie said that, actually. He's a rapper. I didn't realize that people were finally going to say that about Senor Jay-Z. I'm not a big fan of Jay-Z, even though I'm from New York. I know. It's probably a hit put on me right now. I'm also not a big fan of Eminem. So if I had to choose one of these two, I'd probably go with Jay-Z. But I thought it was interesting that people were like, oh, yeah, like, is he actually relevant these days? Who knows? Who knows? Jose's going with Eminem on this one because you're more familiar. All right. More familiar with music or more familiar with, like, his story? That's another question there. Mark's going Jay-Z, so we're split 1-1 on this one. I think Jay-Z. But I feel like somebody like Jay-Z probably is so full of himself now. Like, he probably doesn't. There's probably not much to talk about. Although, what would I talk about with Eminem? So we got 2-for-1 right now. 2 Eminem, 1 Jay-Z. Maybe we can get 2 more votes. Let's see. Actually, maybe even 1 more, because I'm still going Jay-Z, I think, on this one. Still going Jay-Z on this one. But we'll see. But Josh brought up a good point. Metallica. Metallica's coming around. They are on tour with Pantera, which I'm excited for, but not at the same time. Because a bunch of us are trying to go to this show. The tickets are proving to be quite pricey, which I think, you know, that's to be expected when you have a band come back after not performing for like 20-something years. And all of a sudden, you know, 2 out of 4 are still alive, so they're going to perform. And Metallica's being Metallica right now, so. But I don't know. So like, it's like $200 for like nosebleed seats. I don't know if I'm ready to do that. It's good to see you. Welcome, Mulatto Vanguard. Hope I said that correct. Welcome to the show. We are trying to decide here. You'd rather chill with Jay-Z or Eminem? I need one more. I need one more vote to break this one. Because right now it's 2-2. And I feel the same, nothing relatable. Yeah. I wonder if either of them are nerds. You think Jay-Z or Eminem would come on the show and, like, talk nerd shop? Maybe. Who knows? Who knows? I think between the two, if I had to guess, I would bet Eminem is more of a nerd. Because Eminem is, I think, younger than Jay-Z. Jay-Z was probably, like, trying to be, like, or saying too cool to, like, watch anime or anything. But Eminem probably would go home and watch cartoons, I bet, if he could. I'm hoping to win a Super Bowl pool to fund my ticket for Metallica. That's a good idea. At this point, you got to take out a freaking private loan to go see Metallica. I want to chill with Jay-Z, but he's so cool, I'd say something stupid, and he'd cut it short. So blue. All right, you're giving it blue on there. Thank you, sir, for the... Oops. I hit the wrong button. All right, so Eminem is winning this one by a landslide. Wow. Look at that. Look at that. Another thing, I forgot to do the plug for today. If you've not done so, check out nerdaffiliated.com. If you want to get some cool nerd-affiliated merch, but also just find links to all the recent episodes and videos, photography, all that stuff, you can head over to Nerd Affiliated. And actually, I forgot I put this here because I so infrequently update it. I just do things, I forget, I move on. If you ever want to listen to the live show or the podcast, you can find those on your favorite podcast platforms, or go in here and actually click on the link. So nerdaffiliated.com for all your cool stuff. Quick question. Where did you purchase your soundboard? Do you have a link? I think I do actually have a link. Let me pull up here. Give myself a thumbs up. What am I doing? Now all of you are famous. You're all on screen right now. So if you scroll down to gear used, the Rodecaster Pro is what I've used. Here you go. The Rodecaster Pro is probably my favorite production purchase ever. It is a little pricey. There is a second version now. I'm not sure if the second one coming out lowered the price of this. I can't remember if this was the price I paid, the $429. But it has plugs for an actual XLR mic. It has plugs for like a phone or an auxiliary plugin. It's got the sound effects I can build into it, change the audio levels of everybody who's either virtual or in person. So Rodecaster Pro is what I use for my soundboard. And like I said, it, to me, the best purchase I made for this channel, this very channel. Now, I'm going to get another round of either going, but something else I want to point out, as I mentioned, I, no guest on the show today. However, let's see. I have that. I have, boom. If you get a chance on my page, I have under the channels tab, a bunch of other YouTubers who I love and follow all the time, and I'd like for all of you, if you get a chance, just drop some subs there. It's that I feel very MySpace top 8 on this one, because there are limits to how many people I can add. So just go through, drop some subscribes on everybody. Look at that, General Kenobi already jumped up 6 since he posted. He had 550. Legacy flying past that 600. So make sure you go around, just drop some subs to everybody here, and subscribe over to the Toy Hunting channel, which has turned more into a, we'll say, shorts channel. So that's where I focus more on the photography and the toy hunting and all that kind of stuff. So definitely give a subscribe over there if you're into all of that stuff. But the person I sent the link to didn't seem to, oh, what do you say? I can. I'm eating dinner with my lady. All right. That's fair. You're the only one that, you're the only one I could have talked to about this. Actually, you know what? I'm going to hit up one more person. Let me see if he wants to jump on. Let's see. All right. I sent him a message. And I'm going to send him a text, too. It's last minute. We'll see if he wants to jump on. He's got the link. But, both of you, you know who you are, and you got the link. So you know there's only one thing I want to talk about. I'm not going to say it now, but you know there's only one thing I want to talk about. And Sal in the house. By the way, Sal, one of the members of Nerd Affiliated, He, of the three of us, myself, Anthony, and Sal, he has actually watched Black Adam. He's the only one of the three of us that watched it. His review should be dropping tomorrow here on the channel, here on Nerd Affiliated. Make sure you look out for that. He's kind of making me want to see the movie. I don't want to give away his thoughts or anything, because it is going to be a fun one. But Sal's making me want to watch Black Adam. I'm on the fence about the Stream Deck, but if I get it, it'll be the big one, worth the money, but it's $600. Yeah. The Stream Deck for not the Rodecaster. You're talking about like the Elgato Stream Deck? If that's what you're talking about, it's not $600. Unless it's something different. Unless it's something different. Saying hi to Josh. There you go. Good to see you. But he's making me want to see Black Adam. And since we last did a show, a bunch of you had not seen Black Adam. So I'm curious. I'm curious if any of you have seen Black Adam since it's come out. The Rock has the audacity. I know it's not his decision. I'm still going to blame him, though. The Rock has the audacity to have it on Apple for rent for $20, but to buy it is like $25.
Boo!
Not happening. However, this is the first time that I've edited a video, a review for either Anthony or Sal. And in doing so, they've almost talked me into watching the movie. I might do it, but I feel like I want to wait till HBO Max. Black Adam affiliated. Exactly. I mean, you guys tell me. Josh is saying screw that. Did you actually see it, Josh? Or you're just saying don't go for it? Because I don't know. He made a compelling argument. That's all I got to say. Where did I lose it? I read it wrong. Stream Deck and Stream Deck are two different things. So I don't know which one you're referring to. Because the Stream Deck, small little thing, it's what I click to get the different screens up and all that. The Rock is sounding a tad greedy. Yeah, The Rock is pretty greedy, you know? The Rock's The Rock, but The Rock's, you know, I'm not going to just blatantly say that The Rock is an issue as far as, like, being greedy. I just think at this point, The Rock, like Metallica, he's a business. He's got employees. It's not easy. It's not cheap. I feel bad for him. You know, having a gym that goes with you everywhere you go on the road with bench presses and leg presses and squat racks, it's not easy. It's definitely not cheap. So I understand The Rock needs to make his money. You got to have the mobile gym. You got to be able to afford those 100 pancakes every Sunday. You know, I cut The Rock some slack there. But $20 for a rental, I don't see it. All right, Sal's saying wait till Max. All right. Here he is. Hang on. We have a guest that's about to pop up. You give me the thumbs up when you're ready. Can you hear me? He's giving me the thumbs up. I can't remember what button I programmed. Damn. I think it's this button.
Oh, boy.
Aaron Waller in the house. Good to see you.
Thank you. I got the bat signal, the nerd affiliated symbol illuminated, and I was like, I'm about to record anyway, so I might as well just jump in and join the celebration.
Exactly. Cheers to you, Aaron Waller, the hardest working man on YouTube by far.
Oh, no, you're too kind.
So I brought you on because it was you and the other person. He'll remain nameless. I'm not going to give you the honor, sir, of saying your name out loud because you denied my request to come on the show. But Aaron Waller, he's a real one.
It was me. Oh, okay, good.
He's a real G.
I was like, I haven't been on Archer in a while, so I was like, I'm already setting up. I might as well just jump in and bother him. So,
might as well just do it, yeah. Sir, in case anybody has forgotten how we met. There's a little show that we both have been suffering through for about 4 years now, right? 3 years, 4 years, something like that?
Something like, I don't even know. It's been an eternity when you're watching that show, so who knows how long it's been.
Exactly. I decided today I was going to watch and try to get through Titans season 4. Wrong button. What button was it?
Bless your heart.
There it was.
Bless your heart.
So I
dare not ask, but I'm going to ask anyway. Because I was burned so badly. I streamed all, I think it was like 15, 16, I don't even remember how many episodes of season 3.
Live.
And it started out great, and then it was just a dumpster fire. So please do tell and share how much I'm missing or not missing for season 4, whatever you've watched so far.
I cannot describe how terrible Titans season 4 is. It truly is a marvel of they should write history books about this show, because I've never seen anybody write a show and forget what they wrote in the previous season so often and consistently as the team on Titans.
That sounds about right.
It's amazing.
Well, let's just hope that James Gunn fixes that, since they're all supposed to be connected now. So,
is it? Did he officially?
He said that he was going to try and connect the movie universe with the TV universe with the animated stuff. How that's going to work, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But don't do that one.
Yeah, just skip it.
Do that one, please. Whatever you do.
I feel like you got a new camera. You definitely got some new headphones.
I got a new lens. Which was exciting. I did get new headphones, yes. Nice. I know, I'm balling on a budget, and as best as possible. Thankfully, different things like birthday and other holidays kicked in, so that worked out for me. I think it was Father's Day and birthday or something like that.
I love that. Yeah. So remind everybody, where have you been uploading? You've been consistent as always. Again, hardest working man on YouTube. What you've been got going
consistent.
On?
I've missed several weeks of history of as of late, but I've
but
kind of
still
made
a new
up
video.
For a couple
still
of different
have a new video, like every
other
week.
Videos. Yeah, yeah, I still have other videos, but I've kind of made up for it because it was a review for Black Adam and then another one for Black Panther instead of history of. So I tried to make up for it, but yeah, I feel like that's been my biggest downfall. But I've tried to make other videos for trailer stuff. You were on it today for the Transformers one, which you were talking about a little bit earlier. I'm working on that one actually after this, along with a couple of other ones, but because a bunch of trailers came out apparently today for no reason.
It was just trailer day.
Nobody knew, so now I have all this extra work to do, and I'm super excited for it. So
a bunch of things to hit there. I know we'll have to do a whole episode together, maybe an entire podcast episode together. But
it's been a minute since you've had a podcast episode.
It has. A dedicated, not live. We're just ranting for hour plus. Black Adam. Do you agree I should wait for HBO Max, or am I right in my current excitement's a stretch, but I'm currently wondering if I should bite the bullet and pay the rental fee of $20 to see it.
Ooh, that's scary. I think you only got a week and change.
Oh, really? Until it's on Max?
No, I was thinking how long do you have until probably that 45-day mark or whatever for it to be released on HBO Max? I'm thinking you probably got maybe 10 more days.
Yeah.
Maybe about a week and a half.
Because all the spoilers are out.
If you're that close,
out.
I would just wait.
Yeah.
I think the Fandango at home and all that stuff's kind of a ripoff because you don't get to keep it or anything. It's literally a rental. So I would say skip it. You might as well just, if you didn't see it in the theaters, you kind of might as well just wait now.
Got it. Jumping into another, I'll ask the question.
Ask away.
Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. I felt like that was the best of the phase, because everything else just was terrible. So do you I guess, what are your thoughts? You think the movie on its own is that good, or was everything else just that bad that we're like, we were just so excited to have a decent or good Marvel movie?
I think it ended on a high for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think it happened to be the best of the worst, I guess to put it. But I think we're also so saturated with Marvel this past phase.
Yeah.
I think this has been the most saturated one. If everything from all the Disney Plus shows, everything in the past, like, what, 2 years mm-hmm. or so has been Phase 4?
Yeah.
Is that right? So I think we've just been so oversaturated that we just kind of don't care about most of it. Mm-hmm. There were some glimmers here and there, but Wakanda Forever was definitely the bright spot of all of it. Yeah. Plus, it had a lot of sort of build up and hype with, you know, Chadwick Boseman's death and all this other stuff that, you know, how are they going to handle it? Mm-hmm. There was a lot more at stake, which also seemed to pan out really well for them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's by far the best of the entire phase for sure. I don't even remember what was mostly in this phase, but
a lot of TV shows for sure.
A lot of TV shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have a third guest. He decided to pop in. But before I bring him
in. Am I being kicked off? It's okay if I am.
Oh, no, you're good. The show, we only got like another 10 minutes of the show anyway. But I mean, if you need to leave, by all means. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've got videos to do, but I came to crash the party, so.
There you go.
I shall.
Before I bring him on, is Wakanda Forever, in your opinion, better, worse, or just different than the first Black Panther movie?
I rated it, I think what I would probably say is being worse than the first one, but mm-hmm. I feel like the first one was a little bit more, not ahead of its time, but like a different mm-hmm. step than the rest of the Marvel movies at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just different. I think that it's on par, if not just different than mm-hmm. the other one. It's just a different set of circumstances. I would have loved to have seen what would have happened if Chadwick Boseman, you know, was still alive.
Right.
Just to see what storyline could go beyond that. But it's just different. But it's fantastic regardless.
I think my only complaint was the length. I'm like, I think if the length was shorter, it probably, like, because when I think Captain America, I'm like, Winter Soldier by far beats the first one and the third one. But with mm-hmm. this one, I'm like, it's just so different. And it's, I think, so much more of a love letter that I find it hard to rank it.
Yeah.
But we have to get this other person who decided.
Bring him in.
He decided to show up. He decided to defend the honor of a certain show.
Don't say Titans. Oh no.
The Legacy of Nerd in the house.
Oh no.
Good
What's
to see
up,
you.
Man? What's up?
I just had to. I was like, I think I said it last time. I was like, I'm gonna get the Titans song for you, and then you denied the bat signal to have dinner with your partner. Unbelievable.
No, I chowed down real quick, and I was like, oh, do you mind if I jump on? Because he sent me the link. I was like, and I think he's talking to me when he said he had a bone to pick. So yeah. I'm kind of curious
because of you. I literally today was like, I'm gonna watch this show. Because I feel like I owe it to everybody. But by everybody, really, I mean you. Because Aaron's already quit. Aaron's already, he's like, I'm done.
I threw my towel at the end of last season.
And I thought I did too. And then I also went into the comment section on Instagram, and people still say they love the show. And I'm like, maybe it's me. Maybe 4 seasons in, it's just me. God, that show's terrible.
That's funny.
But Daniel,
are you also a fan of the CW stuff? Because it's kind of like the same thing.
I was, but like I kind of stopped when Arrow stopped. So Arrow was my main show.
Yeah,
and then
I think that was mostly everybody's.
Yeah, I mean, like I like Flash, but it's kind of like, what did Kevin Smith say? He's like, boy has a problem. Boy runs fast. Boy saves the day. Like,
that's it. Run, Barry, run.
That's basically what it is.
We get the formula.
Yeah.
And he cried every episode. And it was just like, why are you crying? Like, you don't have to cry all the time, dude. Like,
it's okay.
We get it. You're an actor. But like, still.
did we convert you, Legacy, into a Stargirl viewer? Did you watch any of it yet?
I'd actually watched like the first three episodes, and then I think it was at that time when there was just a lot of stuff on TV, and yeah. I had it, and it just kind of got phased out. I like what I saw, though. I did yeah. like what I saw. I know they were doing a lot of JSA stuff, mm-hmm. and which I always love JSA, but I know it's the two that I really like were Alan Scott and Jay Garrick, and just nobody ever seems to do them.
Yeah,
they just kind of like homage them real quick, and if their show were ever to come on and say I'm Jay Garrick or I'm Alan Scott, I'd be totally in.
Yeah,
because I'm a big DC fan, but I like a lot of those Golden Age classic characters. I remember I used to like in the library we had comic like the book trades of comics, but it was only the Golden Age stuff. So I used to like check those out all the time and read them.
Is that the age they were going for in Black Adam? Like, have you seen it too?
Yeah, I saw Black Adam. It was more the modern JSA stuff, which was, I mean, I still really liked Hawkman. I thought Hawkman was really good in the show. I forget his name. He's a really good actor. But Dr. Fate definitely was like kind of a show stealer, a scene stealer. It was really good. I'm not going to spoil anybody that didn't see it because there's some things going on with that. But Pierce Brosnan was like a really good actor to bring into that show, because I can't ever look at him and not think James Bond.
Yeah,
but I think this was the first time in a long time I looked at him and I was like, that's not James Bond, that's Dr. Fate.
Interesting. Yeah. I lost my chain of thought on that one.
Teen Titans.
Titans.
Or...
Titans. Yeah.
There are no teens.
Let me preface with this. I have started the season and I have seen the first three episodes. And I have not seen the last two. Mm-hmm. Now, the first three episodes were really, really good. Now, what I have heard about the last two episodes...
Wait, what are we talking about?
Titans.
Oh, my God. I thought I missed a step. I was like, holy shit. What, you're talking about a whole different show?
Yeah. I heard the last two episodes went back into what it does.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, that's what they did last season. I'm just saying.
Yeah. They start really
last
good.
Last season, the first three were really good.
Started hot with the first three, and then it just...
Because what's his face directed those, didn't he? Always wearing the baseball hat. Oh God,
Kevin Feige.
No, is it Chris? Actually, yeah,
that was my first time. Does. I'm like, I know that's
right. Feige, he does. Is it Chris? No. God, somebody in the chat, jump in. He just went over and got like creative, like a real big creative control on DC.
James Gunn. No.
Stargirl was one of his first projects.
Great, Berlanti.
Nope.
Okay, I was like Berlanti.
God, I know Aaron's looking it up.
You're gonna bug me.
I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
But he did the first three of Titans, and that's why we were like
Jeff Johns.
Yes, Jeff Johns.
Jeff Johns. Okay. Yeah,
and we were
like
we
wrote
Jeff Johns. Every time he gets involved, or back then, like they try to make him like the DC guy.
Right.
And it just didn't work at all. I know he keeps on trying to break into like on TV or or film. It's just I think he's one of those guys. He's a better comic book writer, and there's nothing bad about that, you know, but
yeah.
I know they always wanted to push him forward, but it just nothing that he did really.
I feel like that's kind of the same case with Jim Lee. Like they keep pushing him to be part of this massive thing, and it's just like, okay, he did a couple things really, really well. Like in comics, and created some seriously iconic either imagery, stories, and so on. But that doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to be the future of DC and fix.
Well, they tried to. Let's say, yeah, I mean, they tried to make Jim Lee the guy too.
And like the entire.
Yeah, they tried to make him the guy too, and he tried, but you know, you don't say no an offer like that, obviously.
But it may be that there's just too many projects. You know, like it's one of those where, like. Star Wars. Every time we get a good show, Dave Filoni's involved. And then that's when you really think about it. You're like, holy crap, that dude was working on like five shows at the same time. You know, and John is helping him, of course, and they got other people helping. But like, he's working on like five shows out of the like 10 that Disney's working on altogether with Star Wars. So when you think of like a Jeff or Jim Lee, like, they probably just go, here, do it all. And they may do that with Gunn now that he's in it.
I think the problem that DC has, they just had like no direction whatsoever. And I think that's why they, you know, they're like, James Gunn, you're it. Write your treatment. We'll approve it or not. And then we'll announce whether that's going to be, you know, whether you're going to be the guy, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, everybody was like, when's DC going to find their Feige? And their answer was, we can't. Like,
yeah.
So we are going to have one that is the artistic side of it. And then we're going to have one as the business side of it. And that's what it's going to be, you know? And that's probably the best thing that they could have done, honestly, right now. You know, and I like James Gunn's stuff. I'm just saying, like, optimistic about it. I'm not going to go out there and say, oh my God, James Gunn got it. It's amazing. Like, he's going to fix everything. Like, I'm not like that. Like, I thought Suicide Squad was better than The Suicide Squad, but it wasn't, like, monumental or anything. I thought the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie was monumental, but that's a whole different. That's one story, you know? So I don't know how. I haven't seen much what he can do with a full, you know, I guess a full universe, you know? I don't know what he can do with a novel, you know, if he were to do that, or a series of novels.
I'm also curious to see what he does, if he can do original. Because, like Aaron pointed out, like, Aaron was also live streaming Peacemaker. And I remember there was that one point where you go, oh, this is this. I think the aliens are like in them because this is the plot from Scooby-Doo. And like, and I was like, what is he talking about? And
sure enough, thinking more Men in Black, but
yeah, I mean,
well, James Gunn did Scooby-Doo. That was my whole argument.
And that's where I'm like, are we running into a potential JJ issue where the person is only good at like the one formula / reusing old ideas, or can they truly just go rogue and do their own thing?
I don't know. I mean, James Gunn, what he did, like that movie, like Spencer or something like that. I don't forget what it's called. It was like, you know, he's done some like kind of gore horror and stuff. He's done some weird stuff. So
he's done a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely, I would say he's experimental, if anything, but like, I don't know how, I mean, I'm just curious what his treatment's going to be. That's what it is. Like, you know, he teased Kingdom Come on his Twitter.
I saw that today.
Which I would love, because that's like, you know, like I just talked about how I love the Golden Age stuff. That's mixing Golden Age with modern. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then it's the future too at the same time. And I read Kingdom Come like once a year. I love that painting. Love the paintings by Alex Ross.
Yeah.
I love the story and everything. The only thing I don't like in that whole comic book is Superman's little rat tail in the whole thing. But I mean, that's if that's where we're going, I'm totally cool with that. I'm just curious how Flash is going to fit into all this, because I mean, I guess he could still use it as an excuse, but it just seems like a PR nightmare, and I would not want any part of it.
Aaron, are you all in on Flash? Well, you think it's actually going to come out still?
They just released a new logo. I mean,
Yeah, they release a new logo every couple months just to remind us that the movie's going to be coming out at some point. I think they're still going to end up releasing it. I think they've kind of just hit that mark where it's just like, it's got to come out now. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like it's almost not going to make it to theaters. Like, if they're going to release it, it might be more in an at-home or premium price type of thing for a limited time. Could be me. Oh, no. But
from what I'm hearing, that's a $400 million movie. So I don't know if you can.
Yeah, it's hard to say. But like, considering the how many of the ties that they're cutting from it, I mean, they're already obviously losing Ezra Miller after this, and then potentially all of Keaton is gone after, you know, this one appearance. Since they already cut Batgirl, and I think they said he was supposed to be in something else, but. That maybe Blue got Beetle, scrapped, so
for all we know, that way nobody said anything on yet.
Yeah,
it's still going. From what I last I read, they're still going full. They just finished wrapping on production.
Which one?
Blue Beetle.
That one's probably the dark horse of ones that I'm actually excited for for the future slate of DC.
Yeah.
Just because it's so different, and it might just be that sort of one off little spark that they need to try and like get him going in the right direction. That's not a core Justice League member that everybody already knows.
Yeah.
If they can play it right, Blue Beetle can be their Spider-Man for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I think they just need that little bit of a spark that's going to get people behind it. And I think Blue Beetle could be the one.
Yeah. So last question to both of you guys before we wrap it. I guess three questions. One, have you both seen the Transformers trailer?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you both seen the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer?
Yes.
All right. So Aaron first, which one?
Have we both seen the Indiana Jones trailer?
I've not, actually.
I thought that was a good question.
I thought about asking that, but I hadn't seen it. Did you guys both see the Indiana Jones trailer too?
I didn't see that one yet.
Okay. So one out of three.
I'm making videos about all these in like
there you go.
10 minutes once we wrap. So
I love that. So I'll rush it through so I don't hold you up for making those. Those are on Nerdgenic, by the way. Everybody, make sure you follow over there. Which one are we more excited for, Aaron? Are we excited for Transformers, or are we more excited for Guardians of the Galaxy, or neither?
I'm going to say more excited for Guardians of the Galaxy. If I had to choose between the two, mm-hmm. I'd say more excited for Guardians of the Galaxy, but it's not for most of the Guardians. It's for whatever's going on with Rocket. And what's going to kind of happen emotionally there. I feel like that's going to be kind of the core of the movie. Mm-hmm. And Adam Warlock. Everything else I kind of don't care about. But those two things are my main in for Guardians 3. As for Transformers, I have no idea what's going on. Like, I know, like, surface level Beast Wars. I know, you know, fairly well Transformers. But this trailer, I had no idea what's going on. And it's very confusing.
Daniel?
It'd probably be weird and say Transformers. Guardians has not ever been something I really look forward to. It's like when I get there, oh, okay, it's cool, it's really good, like I'm gonna go see it, you know, and when I get there I'm gonna be happy with it, but it's not really something I look forward to. And I think that's because, you know, that's the unfamiliarity with those characters. You know, like obviously I know like Iron Man, Captain America, and you know, even the X-Men, I know those characters way better than I know Peter Quill or Gamora or Drax. I know Gamora just went crazy in the comics recently. Adam Warlock wasn't like, I know everybody's like always hyped on Adam Warlock, and I'm like, he's not really around that much in the comics, you know, like he's there, you know, he's kind of like Thanos. Like when Thanos shows up, he shows up because like he's there, like, you know, they're yin and yang sort of thing. I just, you know, I saw the Beast Wars thing today and or whatever, the Transformers, whatever they're calling it. But visually, it just looks interesting. Like, I did not expect Optimus Primal to look like that. And I like it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's interesting. And I really liked Beast Wars. I think I still have some of the McDonald's Beast Wars toys somewhere buried. I'm kind of curious how they're going to do it. Like, I think you mentioned it in your video, like, you know, aren't they supposed to be like two different times, right? Because the Beast Wars happened, were like the very, very future of Optimus Prime's timeline. Like in the Beast Wars show, Optimus Prime is like in a tomb that they had to go find, like to get the leadership of Matrix thing. Like they went and got the leadership from his coffin. And it's not, they're not, they don't share a spark or anything like that. Like they're totally different characters.
Yeah.
And now they're almost insinuating like, the Beast Wars, the Beast Machines have been there before
them.
The Autobots got to Earth. So it's kind of a switch. And obviously they don't really interact in the TV show. I just think what I saw from the trailer, like, you know, one, like it's not Michael Bay anymore. You know, he may be producing, but he's not writing or directing, which is good. You know, the what I saw, like Cheetor and Optimus Primal and Rhinox, those looked really, really good. Just they really did. Really good. Bumblebee was mountains better than any other Transformer movies that we had previously got.
Yeah.
And I think they kind of did a Hulk, Incredible Hulk thing where they like, you know, we're not going to go over all this stuff again, but this is a different universe sort of thing or a different story that we're telling. So if we're stemming off of the Bumblebee movie and going to the new, you know, whatever, you know, alt version of Transformers, they can start over. That'd be great because, you know, I didn't really like grow up watching the cartoons other than Beast Wars, but
same,
you know, and the movies, like the movies were okay and they were visually kind of cool. But other than that, they were just popcorn movies. If we can have like kind of a good story for once in Transformers, Like, that'd be cool. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I remember watching The Last Night, and I was just like, when is this thing going to finish? Yeah. Like, and just like,
and I think that's my biggest problem with the Beast War or the whatever Beast Wars. I'm just going to call it Beast Wars. Yeah. Transformers is like, I was kind of burned by the
there was the one with the Dinobots.
Age of Extinction. That's Dinobots,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was what I was looking for. I was kind of burned there after being kind of, that was the excitement and sort of main draw for it. And it was such a massive burn that I think that that's kind of why I ended up going with Guardians over Transformers. Because I agree. Optimus Primal looks fantastic. Rhinox looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. A lot of the fights look really cool. I like the more nostalgia look of a lot of the Transformers as opposed to the Bay versions. A lot of the influence is still there, but yeah, it's a little bit more cartoony like the actual original ones. But I think that that burn from Age of Extinction was is still kind of there a little bit. So that's why. Yeah.
I guess why I was never really emotionally invested in the Transformer movies. You know, it was just like, oh, that was okay, or that was bad.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you get to Bumblebee, it was like, oh, that was a lot better. And then, you know, I'm not really expecting mountains with anything right now, like, or, you know, anything monumental. You know, Guardians of the Galaxy continues, the first one continues to be the biggest surprise of, you know, the Marvel Universe, I believe. You know, it was really, really good. Characters that you didn't know, so you could do whatever you want with them, and everybody could connect with at least one person in the group. It was your perfect X-Men movie that they wasted on Guardians of the Galaxy, basically. And you get to two and you build on that. It wasn't as good as the first one, but you know, it had some cool visual nice things, and that ending was is just like, if you don't cry, you're not human at that ending. You know, and I don't know what to expect from the third one. But like I said, it's not that I don't like Guardians. Like, I like Guardians of the Galaxy in the MCU. In the comics, they've always been like boring as heck and just like dumb, you know. And but as far as the MCU stuff, and I think it's just not like something like I look forward to, you know. Like, I didn't really look forward to the Doctor Strange movie, but I was, you know, I went to go see it, you know, and it was okay. But you know, I thought the first Doctor Strange was better, but
yeah,
I don't know. I think you think that I'm that guy. Like, I, you know, I like everything. And the truth is, like, I just try to find the good in everything. You know, like, I try to find things that I like in it.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. And Kenobi, yeah. I've said it to Kenobi too, because he's that way with Star Wars, with all the stuff. He's like, you know, he's like, it's not that I'm a mark. He's like, I'm just happy it's here, and I try to find the good stuff in it. But Sal or somebody make a note, podcast idea. I'll have, since Daniel said it, he'll be on that episode. Top three surprises in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Movies that just, and you're just like, whoa, did not expect that. I think that's a good idea. But with that being said, this show must come to an end at some point. And we'll do that now. But before we do so,
it's an endless 1K stream.
Yeah.
We go until we die.
We go until we die. We go until the age of extinction. But until until that point, I do want to thank these two gentlemen for jumping on last minute to talk about our favorite show and other stuff. And before we leave, I'll give them a chance to plug their stuff. So, Daniel, if you could lead the way, plug your shit.
I'm not going to plug anything. All I'm going to say is congratulations on 1K. I know you feel weird about it, but you earned it. You deserved it. This was not something you made in the hype. This was like, what, 6-7 months ago, you know, and it caught fire, and it's amazing. And I'm glad that more people are going to be seeing your content, which is really, really good. And I've always standing on top of that. It is very high class, high production, high standard show. So I just want to say congratulations, man.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Aaron, please feel free to plug your stuff.
Well, I feel bad if I do.
Legacy of Nerd on everything. That's where you can find Daniel's stuff. I'll do it for him. Aaron Wall.
Check out Archer's stuff. Nerd affiliated. Buy some merch.
I'll plug his stuff for him too.
But yeah, for honestly, congratulations. Yeah. It's a monumental achievement. I've basically abandoned my channel at this point. So the fact that you've been able to stay consistent with it, congratulations. And you built a wonderful team, by the way. So everybody, Sal, Anthony, everybody with Nerd Affiliate, all it's a team win, but Archer is the leader. So congratulations to him.
I think it's a win for all of us.
If I were to plug myself, I suppose I shall. Since I have the platform, if you want to check out anything that I'm doing currently, you can head over to the Nerdgenic channel. Videos pretty much every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, sometimes Saturday. I'm trying to get back into it. But pretty much new videos all the time. We're going to have a ton talking about some of the trailers that we just talked about today. Try to not give all my thoughts away. So hopefully there'll be some surprises. So go check those videos out. And if you want some old videos of me where they look terrible, you can check out my own channel, which is just Aaron Waller. So, or if you just want to watch some Titan stuff of me just riffing on season one and two and how terrible it is, join me there.
I almost want to make a contest of like who can get through all of Aaron Waller's live streams after the fact of Titans and like send you a free shirt if you could do it. But I don't know how to prove it. We'll figure it out.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, like I said, it's really thanks to all of you. All of you are Nerd Affiliated. It's more than just the three of us over here at the channel. So I thank all of you for showing up week after week, episode after episode, Titans review after Titans review. And with that being said,
slog the fighters.
Yeah. Hey Archer Live every Thursday, 8:15-ish p.m. here on Nerd Affiliated, youtube.com/nerdaffiliated. Aaron Waller, check him out over at Nerdgenic here on YouTube. Also, do subscribe to Aaron Waller on YouTube, even though he may have abandoned the channel, but we have not.
I might go back
channel.
To it at some point. If I have like a really hot take that I know that probably shouldn't be on Nerdgenic, I might put it on there. But
there we go.
You never know.
You never know. And then over on this side here, the legacy of Nerd Daniel himself. Give him a follow as well here on YouTube. Not only is he talking Power Rangers, not only is he doing some toy hunts, some amazing videos, he's also putting together baby cribs and lots of other fun stuff on his own. Give him a follow and a subscribe.
True Renaissance man.
A true Renaissance man. We'll talk to all you nerds in the next video. Peace.